Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Garage Talk Live. Welcome to Garage Talk Live. Well, NASCAR really didn't have anything going on. We had some ARCA racing and NHRA. And with the NHRA, you know, they were out in Pomona. NASCAR will be back this coming weekend. So you were all jonesing for some NASCAR action. They will be back. But they'll be hitting the Glen. So they'll be on a road course. 7 road courses this year. Kind of Strange. They only used to run 2 a year. Now they're running 7. So I don't know if it's all due to the with the viruses and all and the iRacing they were doing last year. So it's kind of, in the iRacing, they're doing videos, so it's not like they're actually on the track, so. So maybe that helped them, and they figured, hey, let's run more road courses. We did get some new races this year. Nashville Super Speedway back in action after a long hiatus. And just one of those things, you know. They had the banquet there, and they saw a kind of a turnout. So they decided to break up the Monster Mile runs. Dover had 2. So the only way that NASCAR was going to add tracks is if some tracks with multiple races would give up a race for one of their tracks. I think that when New Hampshire came around, they removed some of the other tracks. So they changed a few things around, you know. New Hampshire is part of the Charlotte group, you know. And Speedway Motorsports, Inc., which is Bruton Smith. He owns all them, you know, Bristol. And they're not going to split Bristol up. And Charlotte and Texas and Vegas and New Hampshire. And then International Speedway Corps owns most of the other ones. And there's a few independent ones. Dover Motorsports was one. Probably one of the few I can think of anymore. But you see what I'm talking about. So Dover had 2 races a year. Used to go to both of them. Now I don't go to any. I'm in a weird spot. But that's how things go. And Dover having 2, they wanted to do a cup race there. They haven't even done trucks, Xfinity. I mean, they used to run trucks, Xfinity, ARCA, and IndyCar. But they don't. I'm hearing some static in my headphones, so I don't know if it's coming over the air or not. Give us a call, 646-649-1899. Would love to talk to you. So it's one of those deals where things change. Let's go from 2 road courses to 7. I think the only thing that had changed over the years was where the road courses were held up until they had settled on the Glen, which has been a while, in Sonoma. Before that, it was Riverside, which was out in California, and the Glen. though. But we're going back to the Glen this weekend. Go bowling at the Glen Sunday, 3 p.m. That's the Cup Series. Xfinity will be Saturday, and the truck will be Saturday. So trucks will be first at 12:30 on Fox Sports 1. Then we'll switch channels for the same day on Saturday at 4. We're going to NBCSN for the Xfinity race. Well, being Xfinity sponsors the series, that'll be the Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Ooh, I might want to try that. Wonder if you can get it down this neck of the woods. So, but I don't know, though. Because having a state-run liquor stores. Yes, ABC stores, they call it. Alcoholic Beverage Control. Now, coming from a state like New Jersey, where the government does everything or has to control everything, well, they have private-owned liquor stores. And the only thing is certain areas get liquor licenses that they put up for bid. So instead of saying, well, it'll cost you $10,000 a year for a liquor license, well, we'll start the bidding at $10,000 and then they can juice it up to like $250,000. Now, once they get it, the renewal isn't that bad. Last I knew. Now, in Pennsylvania, you had beer distributors and state stores. Carolina has state stores. Virginia has, well, ABC store, state store, same thing. Same thing. Now, West Virginia has private-owned liquor stores where you can buy beer, wine, and real booze. Now, they do have limitations on certain booze. I think where I can go up in New Jersey and buy 191-proof Everclear. Nothing over 150 down this neck of the woods. It's like, you know, they got to control it somehow. So the alcohol content. But that being neither here nor there, different things control different aerials. So NASCAR will be back at the Glen. For the United Rentals 176 on Friday. Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey 200 on Saturday. And the Go Bowling at the Glen. Well, ARCA Series. Without a Winchester Speedway in Winchester, Indiana. I think if they were in Winchester, Virginia, I might have went. But they actually ran 205 laps. It was a half-mile track, paved. ARCA does dirt. It There were actually 17 entries, which is a light field. Wonder why. And taking the win is Ty Gibbs. Greg Van Alst came in second. That's a name I haven't seen. Corey Haim was third. Who started on the pole. Gibbs was outside pole. Thad Moffitt was fourth. Taylor Gray was fifth. Brandon Varney, sixth. Parker Chase, seventh. Chris Wright, eighth. Ninth, Tony Breidinger. And rounding out your top ten was Tony with a Y. The other one was Tony with an I. Cosentino. Hey, Tony Cosentino. Anyway. Race ran overtime, 205 laps. There were five cautions for 25 laps, three lead changes. I don't tell you how many drivers. And A on attendance. Okay. Time of the race, 1 hour, 28 minutes. It's a quickie. 35 seconds. Average speed, 69.426 mph. Pole speed, 113.953. So almost 114 mile an hour to qualify to pole. Average speed, half of that due to other vehicles. So, let's check out the ARCA standings. Your top 10 in points. Well, it's Ty Gibbs over Corey Haim. Gibbs with 7 wins this season. 11 top 5s, 11 top 10s, 6 poles. But he only has a 7-point lead over Corey Haim. Haim has, both have competed in all 12 races. Actually, the first four have. Gibbs with 4 wins. Twelve top tens, 11 top fives, 2 poles. And he's only 7 back. He was the points leader up until like the last race, so they're going to be battling it out for a while. And Thad Moffitt is third. No wins, but he's 87 out of first, so he's got a little fight ahead of him. Right now, it's between Haim and Gibbs. Nick Sanchez in fourth. Again, no wins. I think out of the 12 wins, 11 of them for the top two guys. And I'll find you the 12th one as soon as I get through the top 10 here. If he's in there, fine. Drew Dollar, no wins. 5th place. Brad Smith, no wins. 6th place. D.L. Watson, 7th place. I mean, we're talking, once you get past Thad Moffitt, you go from 87 points back to 113 to 317, 341. I mean, the point difference is big. You only have 4 guys, your top 4 drivers, in every race. Everybody else is staggered. Brad Smith in 6th. Missed one. Your 5th place guy missed 4. And he's still in 5th. He's got a ways out, but still. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to say. ARCA Series, only a few consistent guys will run that series all the time. And D.L. Wilson, 7th. Kyle Sieg, 8th. Whatever it's any relation to Ryan Sieg. Owen Smith, 9th, and Tim Richmond rounds out your top 10 in points. No wins other than the top two guys. Okay, going down to find that 12th win. It is Daniel Dye in 18th. So he's way out on the points, 470. And that's all 12 wins in the ARCA series. Of course, like I said, he's only run four races. And he's got one of the 12 wins. Must have been a dirt track race, because usually that's where they get him, people that you don't see. And the ARCA series. Okay. Let's check out the NHRA. That's the main event of the weekend. The Lucas Oil Winter Nationals at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. One of the crown jewels in the NHRA. The finals come down to Justin Ashley. Good run for him. And Leah Pruitt. Justin Ashley qualified number 7. And Brittany Force was your number 1 qualifier. She jumped the light, though. She's a minus 028. On the reaction time in round 1, but she had no opponent. Lucky her. Leah Pruitt, number 2 qualifier. So she's finding that groove, I guess, getting to the finals. So let's start off with Ashley, number 7. Qualifier up against number 8 in round 1, up Buddy Hall. 039 off the light for Ashley. 135 off the light for Hall. So, and an 808 to a 390 for Ashley. Not close off the tree, not close down the track. Up against Brittany Force in round 2, the quarterfinals. Brittany hits 090 off the tree. Justin, 055. 401 for Brittany, 391 for Ashley. So your number 1 qualifier was sent back to the hauler. Then up against Antron Brown. Now you're going up against two former champions here. So Ashley, 052. Antron, 060. Again, Ashley with a 39 with a 4. 394 with a 4. Antron with the 402 with a 4. So Ashley again dispatches the champs. Let's check out Leah. Leah Pruitt. Soon to be, eventually to be, Leah Stewart. Tony Stewart and her engaged. 082 off the light against Steve Chrisman, who's your 13th qualifier, with a .184. So when you're looking at a whole tenth of a second advantage, it's not even close there. She was probably halfway down to that 390 before he even got out the gate. He had a 431, so that was a dispatch there. No photo finish on that one. Up against no one. No one in round 2. So 087, 393 with a 1. Just for, I guess, bragging rights to see if you get lane choice in the semis. Then up against Mike Salinas. Mike Salinas, 093. Leah, 104. He gets the jump on her almost a whole hundredth of a second. Actually, 101 of a second. But he had a 4.3 with 4.36 with a no in her 392 was way better. So she coasts to the final round and then up against the Justin Ashley. Leah Pruitt, a 130 with a 402 with a 1. Justin Ashley did not take the light. No time. So Leah gets the win. It's a shame because Ashley was running really, really good. And then he might have had a shot at beating her. So, but Leah takes home the Wally. Mike Salinas with the lowest DT at a 383 with a 2. Best reaction, 046 with Antron Brown and Mike Salinas with the top speed. Let's go to Funny Car. Comes down to Ronnie Capps and J.R. Todd. Let's find out how they went. J.R., number 7 qualifier. Ronnie Capps, the number 1 qualifier. So we'll start the bottom end of the ladder. We'll go with J.R. Todd up against Jeff Deal in round 1. .082 for Todd. Jeff Deal, who's near 10th qualifier, .091. So he's got him a bit off the tree, off the light, not even close. 4-1-4 with an 8, and Deal with a 4-5-1. So that's a lot of gap there. So not even close. Up against Robert Height, who took the Wally last time out. 101 for Height. 077 for Todd. 419 with a 2 for Height. 419 with a 2 for Todd. Todd gets the win. Why? Whole shot. The 077 reaction. Actually, it wasn't a whole shot. It was just a quicker reaction. A whole shot would have been if Todd had a slower ET. But being it was dead even down the down the clock from the ET, so I guess you might consider that a whole shot. I don't know. I'd have to check the rules. But, yep, the 3/100th of a second reaction time is enough to make a big difference. Then up against Jim Campbell in the semis, 058 for Todd, 105 for Campbell, 429 versus a 453. Give it to Todd. And then let's go check out the number 1 qualifier's path to the finals up against Bob Bodie. 087 for Caps, 103 for Bodie, 402 for Caps, 418 for Bodie. Not even close. Caps up against Bob Tasca, the third. He's been on the show before. And I did interview Caps at the Motorsports Show in, back when it was in Fort Washington. One of the first ones I went to, I think. It was close off the light, 077 for Caps, 079 for Tasca. That's almost dead even. 415 with a 1 for Caps, 427 with an 8 for Tasca. Then on a hot streak, Caps up against John Force. Now this one. .092 off the light for Caps. .046 off the tree for the king of drag racing. That's a big, big reaction gap there. You're looking at 4/100, almost 5 off the light. Where does Caps get it down the track? 4.15 with an 8. 4.65 with a 9. So 4.5 tenths does not make up 4. 4.5 one-hundredths does not make up 4.5 tenths. So give it the Caps. And here's the finale. Caps versus Todd. 081 for Caps. 063 for Todd. 4.15 versus 428. So Todd got a good jump off the light, but it was Caps with a much quicker ET down the track. Give it to Ronnie Caps. J.R. Todd second. Low ET, 402. Best reaction time, John Forso, 46. Yeah, that's a pretty good and funny car. And the top speed, John Force with a 313.66 mile an hour. Let's check out Pro Stock. The finals come down to Greg Anderson and Aaron Stanfield. Eric Anderson is your number two qualifier. Greg Anderson, your number one qualifier. Stanfield, your number six qualifier. Stanfield up against Kenny Delco. 024 for Stanfield. 082 for Delco. Then up against Matt Hartford in this next round. Hartford 066, Stanfield 051, 073 for Hartford, 067 with a 3 for Stanfield. So Stanfield is getting the jump and the ET. All right, in the semis, up against Erica Enders. This is a close one. 054 for Enders, 048 for Stanfield. 668 with a 6 for Enders, 668 with a 4 for Stanfield. That's how close it was. 0.01 of a second there, and 0.06 of a second off the tree for the reaction time. So it probably didn't look as close, but time-wise, it was. Greg Anderson, on the other hand, the number one qualifier, faced nobody in round one, but got a hell of a jump. He was out to, I guess, set for lane choice in case he was, you know, didn't face anybody. So 017 off the light, 660 with a 6 down the track, which is pretty darn good. Then up against Chris McGahey, so he would get lane choice there. 036 for Anderson, 045 for McGahey. 664 and a 670. So Anderson has that one on the ET big time and a little bit on the reaction time. All right, here's where Anderson and Kyle Koretsky. Oh, Kyle Koretsky, 023 off the tree. Greg Anderson, 056. So you're looking at 0.033 seconds, 33 thousandths of a second advantage for Koretsky. But it wasn't enough. Anderson with a 664, Koretsky with a 670 with a 2. It made the race to the finish line interesting, but not enough to take the win light. All right, it's Anderson versus Stanfield. 042 for Anderson, not bad. Stanfield, 016. Stanfield's been on fire off the light. He seems to be getting, gotten everybody he's faced. And then Anderson had a 666, the number of the beast, not even a digit after 6.660. And Stanfield with a 665 with a 2. So made up a pretty big spread on Anderson. giving Stanfield to Wally. Anderson, the runner-up. Lowy T, 660 with a 6 for Anderson. That was a good one. Best reaction time, Aaron Strong, 007, and Chris McGahey with a 207.88 mile an hour top speed. Pro Stock Motorcycle. Finals came up between defending champ Matt Smith and Angel Sampei, who is a former champ. She has 3 Pro Stock Bike Championships and the most wins for a female in the NHRA. But I think Erica Enders, I don't know if she's getting close or just chipping away at that, because I think Erica is gets at least a few every year. So it's probably not as many as Angel, but it's hard to argue. Okay, round one. Matt Smith, number one qualifier, faced nobody. And Angel, number two qualifier. All right. Angel, round one against James Underdahl. A 190 off the tree. Underdahl did not take the light, so Angel just ran for prestige. And if you don't run, I guess you can't move on anyway. So, all right, round two, up against Joey Gladstone. 0-3-0 for Gladstone off the light. 0-9-0 for Angel off the light. 0.06 gap. But that would have made a difference if the ETs were a lot closer. Angel with a 684. Gladstone with a 704. So his .02 deficiency wasn't enough to make up for his 0.06 advantage. So that sends Angel against teammate Eddie Krawick in the semis. Krawick is number three qualifier. Not having a good year. We'll get to that when we get to the standings in a little bit. Sampei, 0.33. Krawick, 0.53 is 687 versus 693 for Krawick. And Angel is on her way back. She has been down for a couple of years. I guess she would have been now with Vance Hines or Harleys, and she's been running a lot better. I think she's unseating Eddie Krawick. And Andrew Hines hasn't been doing all that well. It used to be Hines and Krawick at the top of the ticket just about every week. I mean, it was like you could sprinkle in an occasional championship here, an occasional for somebody else here, an occasional one for somebody else there. But that's not being the case. Round one, Matt Smith against nobody. 106, 690 with a 1. Moves him into round two against, get this, Angie Smith, his wife. I don't think I remember seeing them race each other too often, but she was the number nine qualifier. So that's pretty interesting that he gets to face off the misses. I wonder how that went later. 0.63 for Matt. I got to say Smith. I was going to say Smith and not going to say Smith. Matt, 0.55 for Angie. She got him off the tree. But when it came down for the wind light, it was Matt with a 6.83, Angie with a 6.92. I guess her bike just didn't have enough oomph to beat hubby. In the semis, Matt Smith, 6.91, 0.20. Scotty Polachek, an 0.07 and a 6.96. But that's .13 versus advantage versus a 0.05 slower on the ET won't give you the win, so sets the stage for Matt and Angel. So Matt Smith, who is the defending champ, with an 0.042 off the light. Angel with a 1.02 off the light. That's a 0.07, that's 0.06 behind from the get-go. And when you have Matt has a 6.82 with an 8 ET. Angel with a 6.91. Matt Smith takes home to Wally. Angel knocking at the back door. But Angel with the runner-up spot. She also had the low ET of the day with a 6.82. Scotty Polachek, 007 off the tree. And Eddie Krawick. It's an honorable mention with the highest top speed at 199.94. All righty. What else we got in here? Pro mod? They probably didn't run there, or did they? No, no pro mod at Pomona. I'm going to get Dina Parisi on, because she was going to run pro mod NHRA with Stella. All right, standings. How's everybody doing? Come on. There we go, standings. Top Fuel, Steve Torrance, locked in. Way early after 13 of 23. We're getting close there. You get down to the 18 race mark. We start the countdown. But he's locked in because his closest competitor is Antron Brown, and he's 313 points back. Now, it seems like a lot, but the top 10 get into the countdown, and everything is reseeded. So the points gap between first and second is, I think, 20, and it's 10-point gap between each position all the way down to 10 after that. So, that being said, we'll go to third. It's Brittany Force, Leah Pruitt, who took home the win, is fourth. Sean Langdon is fifth. Mike Salinas is sixth. Justin Ashley, seventh. Billy Torrance, 8th, Doug Collette, 9th, and Clay Milliken rounds out the top 10. And let me see, nope, doesn't look like anybody. Krista Baldwin, I know. Austin Prockett, 19, he's having a rough year. He's runs for John Force, Brittany's teammate in the top fuel division. So rough year for Austin. On to the funny of cars. Steve Torrance. Oh, wait a second. Still hasn't changed over yet. Come on. There we go. Ron Capps leads the points. Yeah, but it's not a big one. Bob Tasca is second, 5 back. Actually, the whole NHRA, the whole funny car division is pretty tight down to 6th. Tasca 5 back. Okay, 36 back and 3rd is 4th. 1 point behind him is teammate Robert Height. 4th, 3rd, Height 4th. Hagen, he's 8 behind Height in 5th. J.R. Todd, 57 back. It's 12 behind Hagen is 6th. And here's where the gap gets really big. Alexis DeJoria is 102 back, so that's 55 behind J.R. Todd in 7th. She's in 7th. Tim Wilkerson, 8th. Cruz Pedregon in ninth, and Blake Alexander is on the bubble. Terry Haddock in 11th is six behind Alexander. So there could be a bubble battle for the last countdown spot in Funny Car. On the pro stock side, come on. Here we go. Craig Anderson has a 126-point lead. He clinches a spot over Aaron Stanfield. Erica Enders is in the third spot, 187 back. So that would put her at 61 behind Stanfield. Matt Hartford is fourth. Fifth, Dallas Glenn. Kyle Koretsky, sixth. Mason McGahey, seventh. Troy Coughlin, eighth. Ninth, Derek Kramer. And Chris McGahey is 10th. Kenny Delco is in 11th, under the bubble, outside the bubble, and he's about 50 behind, so that's tough to make up. I'm not saying it can't be done, but 50 behind is you gotta get some runs to the finals over the guy ahead of you. And I'm not talking, well, you could chip away at it, 10 here, 10 there. I think it's 10 points per spot. And in the Pro Stock Motorcycle, my interwebs is a little slow. Matt Smith does have the clinch over second place Steve Johnson with a 262-point advantage. Scotty Polachek, third, 322 back. Angel Sampayan, fourth. Ryan Oler, fifth. Angie Smith, sixth. Karen Stouffer, seventh. Eighth, Eddie Krawick, finally in the top ten. Joey Gladstone in ninth. And on the bubble is Andrew Hines. He's got a 7-point lead over Corey Reed, who's outside the bubble. So, I'm not saying Reed can't bump Hines out of it, but that might be hard to do. There's a name in 12th, hasn't been in the top 10 in a while, was Jerry Savoy. Gianna Salinas, I think, who was Mike Salinas' daughter. Well, she's Mike Salinas' daughter, but she had a nasty dump of not a couple years back, so, but she was fine, so she's back on the bike. So there are your countdown runners after 13 events. 10 to go, so 4 more before the countdown, and we'll see how that goes. Okay, next event, check the schedule. We'll be out at okay, I was going to do it that way. We're in August. We're off this weekend. Back the weekend after on the 13th. For the Menards NHRA Nationals. Presented by Pet Armor. You can get your tickets on NHRA.com. And it's at the Heartland Motorsports Park in Topeka, Kansas. Competing categories, Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock. No Pro Stock bikes there, FSS. Factory Stock Showdown, at least whatever the hell that is. Top Fuel Harley. Top Alcohol Funny Car. Top Alcohol Dragster. Competition. Stock. Super Stock. Super Comp. Super Gas. Top Dragster. Top Sportsman. Those are preliminaries. You don't see them on Sundays. Everything is... The big three is the Pro Stock, Funny Car, and Top Fuel. The bikes get the week off. And won't be back till Brainerd, where Pro Stock gets the week off, or the event off, which is weird. It has to do with money, though. Rather than lower the pay, I guess, for the prize money for Pro Stock, they shorten their schedule. All righty. That wraps up. Let's check the TV schedule. Let's see what channel there you want to watch. The event on. Oh, it's taking forever. All right. You got to scroll. Where are we at here? But I couldn't make this easy. All right, I ain't going to worry about it. September. Wait, we'll back up. We're looking at August 17th. Here we go. Pet Armor. The Menards Nationals presented by Pet Armor. Final Sunday. Regular Fox, 3 to 6. Wow, it's two events in a row. Then they'll re-air stuff on Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2. If you missed it, that to be in the morning. How are you going to re-air, get this, the finals from Sunday the 15th, which is live from 3 to 6, to, get this, Sunday the 15th, oh, at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Okay, I was saying, I think it was 11 a.m. My bad. Alrighty, so. Qualifying will be, they'll only run one televised qualifying that will be noon to 1 on Sunday, and then on Fox Sports 1, then switch channels to regular Fox at 3 for final eliminations to see who brings home the Wally. Again, NASCAR Xfinity, I didn't even have any audio to play, that was new. So if nobody, with the Olympics, the Snore Olympics, I'm sure there's some people watching it, but not many. Anyway, all three at the Glen, two races on Saturday, Xfinity and Trucks. And Sunday, so that's our show for today. We'll be back next Tuesday at noon Eastern here on blogtalkradio.com/GarageTalkLive. I'm Vinny B., your host. We'll see you all next week. Have a good day and good racing. Bye now.